The U.S. Justice Department opposes sealing or unsealing the affidavit supporting the FBI search for the president's Florida estate. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more details.
A court filing from the U.S. attorney in Miami and a top Justice Department national security official says the investigation implicates highly classified material. The affidavit contains sensitive information about witnesses. The government's opposition came in response to court filing by several news organizations seeking to unseal the underlying affidavit the Justice Department submitted when it asked for the warrant to search Trump's estate earlier this month. The government told the federal magistrate judge that prosecutors believe some additional records, including the cover sheet for the warrant and the government's request to seal the document, should now be made public. Norman Hall, Washington.
UN says that its special envoy for Myanmar has traveled to the Southeast Asian nation for the first time since her appointment last October. The trip by Nolene Heiser follows the UN Security Council's latest call for an immediate end of all forms of violence and unimpeded humanitarian access in a strife-torn country. The UN spokesman, Stephane Dujarric, said Monday that Heiser will focus on addressing the deteriorating situation and immediate concerns, as well as other priority areas of her mandate. He gave no details on whether she would meet with Myanmar's military rulers or the country's imprisoned former leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Migrants were stopped fewer times at the U.S. border with Mexico in July than in June, according to authorities, which is a second straight monthly decline. Flows were still unusually high, particularly among nationalities less affected by Title 42, a pandemic-era rule that denies migrants legal rights to seek asylum on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.